Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Matthew. Today, we're going to start building out the money supply curve for the United States for the dollar. We're going to start with physical cash. So today, we're going to start with the physical currency supply of the United States, the dollar. The currency that most people around the world know, they have known for a long time, the world's reserve currency, the greenback, the dollar. And it's been in its present issued form for about 110 years since the founding of the Federal Reserve in 1913. They opened their doors in 1914. And if you take a look back to the very first video that I made at the start of January, you will see the exact same chart. Although I showed some growth rates there. Ever since the days, certainly after World War II and the Bretton Woods system began, the dollar has been used en masse by many, many more countries, both physically and digitally, both physically and from a ledger, fiduciary perspective. But today we're just going to look at the dollar, the physical cash, the physical currency supply, and try to understand it a little bit more, how it forms the basis of the money supply, the currency that the public holds and uses and works with every day in the economy. The Federal Reserve, when the dollar took over after the Bretton Woods Conference in the mid-40s, after World War II, actually started to build out these various different money supplies. They're called the M curves, the money curves, M1, M2, M3. Some central banks around the world use M4. There's also M0. There's also the monetary base. There are many different money supply curves that the average person certainly doesn't understand. And I think if we can start from the ground up here, build out money supply curves over the next few days, hopefully it will help you understand how the monetary system works and how generally the fiduciary system of the United States and indeed the rest of the world central banks works. And if that fiduciary system is treating us well, not treating us well, how some of the trends have been, how supply and demand looks, so on and so forth. So, as we did with our very first video back in January, we're going to start with the dollar here. This is all physical currency over the last 110 years or so, 105 years actually per this chart. Even though the Fed opened their doors in 1914, this is the most consistent money supply I have here from August 1917 from the Federal Reserve. And I don't want to go through, you know, every step here. We talked about it a little bit in the very first video, but you know, we have constant growing money supply. This is what fiat fiduciary systems do. They constantly grow the money supply. They claim that it smooths out cycles. We will see how that works. Again, notice with cash, we have these constant little bumps every year. You can see the seasonality of cash. It's quite interesting. Whether in history you have a monopolized system such as this in the United States, where you have one entity, that is the central bank, monopolizing and issuing the currency solely at their own discretion, or you have a private banking system where you have many different banks competing for the issuance of money and deposits and customers to use their banknotes over other banknotes. There have been both kinds of systems in the past. This monopolized system or a free banking system, you're always going to see, certainly in the pre-digital days, these little bumps, the seasonality every year. So it's primarily during the harvest, in the fall, in the winter, when it really bumps up the most. You see here, November, December, October, November, December each year, then it falls back down. And a little bit of a bump, not as much, in the late spring, early summer for the planting season as well. And this is simply because more cash was demanded in the economy, so more cash was produced by the monetary authority, which in this case is the Federal Reserve. So all I want to do here, just to show you the the main difference of how physical cash works in the banking system and outside of the banking system is to draw another line here, another trend, which is going to show you the breakdown between cash outside of banks, which is just freely floating around in people's wallets, in their houses, in their billfolds, under their mattresses, so on and so forth, but also inside of tills, you know, in grocery stores, how you have cash registers, so on and so forth. Obviously, it's a means of payment that's used to do business. So it is everywhere. But how much do you think, how much of a percentage? This is the total cash and coin, by the way. And even though we had gold and silver used in the backing of the United States dollar and in the minting, the actual minting of coins up until the 60s, and fully that link was severed here during the Nixon shock, 1971. But all before this, we had silver and gold used in United States coinage and currency. So how much do you think, how much of a percentage of this money supply is outside circulating in the retail economy and cash registers under mattresses, so on and so forth, in people's wallets versus in banks? How important do you think cash is to the economy? Well, if you guessed above 90%, you would be correct, because this is the cash outside of banks. I only have it beginning here from a little bit after World War II. Let's just zoom in. So the total currency supply, again, is the green, all cash and coin. And the black line, that is all cash and coin that is outside of the banking system. It's not in a bank vault. Most of it, the vast majority, exists outside of the banking system. And how much? Let's put this percentage in on the right axis, the breakdown here. The dotted line shows us the percentage of cash outside of banks. Most of the time, it's above 90%. A little bit here in the 70s, it went below 90%, 86%, 87% of all cash was outside of banks, meaning 13%, 14% was so-called vault cash, that is cash that actually existed in the bank. The vast majority of it is outside of the bank, just floating around the system. You see, as we get closer to the modern era here, it rose the percentage, meaning that cash outside of banks, the percentage rose even more. We got to the global financial crisis, and we got to about 94% cash outside of banks, meaning only 6% of the $886 billion of money produced by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury was inside of banks to be withdrawn or to be loaned upon. We'll talk about that. Only 6%. The remaining 94% here was outside of banks. And as we got even closer here, you see this big bump during the COVID years. How much cash is inside banks? How much cash is in vault cash as a proportion of the total? Even less, 4%. We will, in future videos, talk about the growth rates, talk about the compound annual growth rate, the compound return, which is the most important rate in finance to understand the rate of change, to help understand supply, demand, these dynamics. But notice, of course, that cash actually slowed down here just before the global financial crisis. The rate of cash decreased, and it wasn't that much. As we know, there's trillions and trillions of dollars in stocks and bonds and other money market mutual funds, plenty of other instruments. We only had $800 billion here on the eve of the financial crisis, and it even slowed down the production of it. And then after the global financial crisis, the Fed sped it up. We'll talk about the rates. We talked about it in the very second video, if you want to go back and look at that. But obviously the rate here is increasing after the global financial crisis, and it's increased a lot after the COVID stimulus of 2020, to where it seems like it's leveling off a little bit more. But again, as a proportion of all cash, we are indeed at an all-time high of physical currency outside of banks as a proportion of the total, or an all-time low vault cash as a proportion of the total. So that's how it looks. So this may surprise you, this may not surprise you. And this holds true, by the way, for most countries. The proportion is vastly outside of banks, outside of bank vaults, and it just circulates throughout the economy. To pay for clothes, to pay for food, to pay for retail goods, in cash registers, to pay people back for small loans, so on and so forth. The vast majority of, I didn't even say the total yet, the $2.29 trillion of physical cash and coin that exists in totality, that the Federal Reserve has printed in totality, and the U.S. Treasury has minted, because they mint the coins still. The vast, vast majority of state physical money here is outside of banks. Outside of banks. One more thing to point out about this money supply is this is indeed a subset of a money supply that I mentioned earlier, which is called the monetary base. The monetary base is a very important money supply. We will get to it, but we won't start with it. We're going to start instead with those different M's that I mentioned that Paul Volcker and many of the early Federal Reserve economists were working on, M0, M1, M2, M3, and so on. You might have noticed, I haven't mentioned it here, but the definition of M0 is right here. So cash that is outside of bank vaults, physical cash, which is the vast majority of physical cash outside of bank vaults, in the traditional American sense, and most central banks have adopted this nomenclature, is called M0. You have to be careful, I hasten to say, with M0 in particular versus the monetary base, because there are a few central banks around the world, notably the Bank of England and the Bank of South Africa, the Reserve Bank of South Africa, it's actually called. They are two central banks in particular that call M0 the monetary base. But by and large, that's not a definition that's used for the rest of central banks and the rest of by economists, so on and so forth. When you talk about M0, both are base money, by the way. The monetary base is the entire stock of base money. M0 is a portion or a subset of base money. But other than those examples, most of the time when you see M0, it's going to mean this. It's a subset of all physical cash issued, and it is the physical cash that exists for the people or in the retail system, outside of any fiduciary system that is outside of the banks. It simply exists circulating around the economy. So the vast, vast proportion of all physical currency produced in the United States is what we call M0, or cash outside of bank vaults. We're going to continue to grow out these money supplies to see how they look, how they interact, how they work. But this is the very, very basics here. $2.3 trillion issued and outstanding as of January 2023. And the vast majority of that is what we call M0, or cash that exists outside the fiduciary banking system. Thanks for watching. See you soon.